Welcome. So I hope that everybody here has some experience with awareness through movement and that you understand that the lessons we will be doing will be not the easy feel-good lessons. There will be the difficult feel-good lessons. The rewarding at the end lessons, and not because the lesson is over. This is the second time I've done this idea of challenging awareness through movement lessons in New York, anywhere. The more I go into looking at the material that I have, where I may have, you know, written up in the corner of my notes, difficult or challenging, I get really, really excited about teaching lessons, because some of them that we'll do, I actually have very little in the way of opportunity to teach them. Because in a training program, I kind of view the awareness through movement that we're doing as subservient to the curriculum that we're teaching. And there's a continuity in the curriculum. And what we'll be doing this weekend, there'll be a thread in the lessons, but they also will be, a lot of the lessons will be kind of standalone. And the main thread will be you taking care of yourself in the midst of feeling that something is maybe impossible or frustrating or challenging or not pleasurable, right? And how you in yourself are able to meet that, to encounter those feelings. And of course, that's fundamental to learning. In general, as adults, we avoid approaching new things because we don't want that feeling of frustration. We've got an area where we feel competent, we feel good, and thus I won't take up, a musical instrument, or I won't take up singing or mathematics, whatever it is, because in the other times where I've attempted to take that on, the feelings, the reflection I got of myself was not great, was not positive. And so that's the dynamic that I think is infinitely more important than the lessons themselves. The lessons themselves will simply be a context in which we're able to encounter ourselves in a way that we can't in, shall we say, simpler awareness through movement lessons.
Okay.
So it will start off easy, of course. And by tomorrow, sometime, maybe not the end of tomorrow, but tomorrow afternoon probably, we will do a lesson which kind of falls in the category of what Dr. Feldenkrais called kill them or cure them. So we'll go easily up to that point. The others will be, there'll be challenge in everything we do, but there'll be a crescendo, no doubt.